Everything to know about your IELTS test report form, TRF. For IELTS candidates, understanding their IELTS test report forms, TRFs, is crucial as they serve as official documentation of their language proficiency. Here are some essential points regarding IELTS TRFs. Contents. TRFs display a candidate's overall band score, as well as individual band scores for listening, reading, writing, and speaking sections. Validity. IELTS TRFs are valid for 2 years from the test date. Types. There are two types of TRFs, paper-based and electronic, eTRF. Both have the same information and are equally acceptable. Availability. TRFs are typically available within 1 to 5 days for computer-delivered IELTS tests and within 13 days for paper-based tests. Additional copies. Candidates can request up to 5 additional copies of their TRF, which will be sent directly to receiving organizations. Lost or damaged TRFs. If a TRF is lost or damaged, candidates can receive a replacement if they request a reissuance of results, which entails an administrative fee of 250 Qatari rials. Knowing these essential aspects of IELTS TRFs ensures that candidates can navigate their test results effectively and confidently, share them with relevant institutions. Providing your personal information accurately. Ensuring the accuracy of personal information provided during IELTS registration is of paramount importance. Candidates must verify that their details, such as full name and date of birth, and the candidate's first language, precisely match those on their passport or national ID. By doing so, they minimize the risk of errors appearing on their test report form, TRF. Correcting inaccuracies on a TRF can be a time-consuming process and may potentially delay candidates in sharing their results with receiving organizations. To avoid these inconveniences and ensure a seamless experience, it is vital that candidates give enough attention to providing accurate information during the registration process. What an authentic TRF looks like. An authentic IELTS test report form, TRF, has specific features and security measures to prevent fraud and ensure the document's validity. Here are some key characteristics of a genuine IELTS TRF. Paper and color. IELTS TRFs are printed on high-quality official paper. Watermark. Authentic TRFs feature a visible watermark of the British Council, IDP, IELTS Australia, or Cambridge Assessment English logos. Test report form number. Each TRF has a unique 15 to 18 digit test report form TRF number. Candidate information. It includes the candidate's details, such as name, date of birth, test date, module, and photograph. Band scores. Individual band scores for the listening, reading, writing, and speaking sections are displayed. Signatures and stamps. Authentic TRFs bear the signature of an authorized IELTS administrator and the stamp of the test center. Below is a photo of an official IELTS TRF with all of the above features. Why is the administrator's comments box usually blank? The administrator's comments section within an IELTS test report form, TRF, is often left blank because it is not a required field, and administrators usually do not have additional information to provide. The primary purpose of the IELTS TRF is to display a candidate's band scores for the 4 language skills assessed in the exam: listening, reading, writing, and speaking, and their overall band score. When necessary, the administrator uses the comment section to provide specific details or clarification, such as irregularities during the test, special accommodations to the candidate, or any other relevant information. However, since these situations are not common, the comment section typically remains blank on most IELTS TRFs. Can you change the module, Academic General Training TRF? No, this is not possible. The module type, whether academic or general training, is an integral part of the IELTS test report form, TRF, and ties closely to the specific test format the candidate has taken. This information is unchangeable within the TRF because it accurately reflects the test module the candidate registered for and completed. If a candidate desires to change the module type, they must register and sit for a new IELTS test in the desired module, academic or general training. Consequently, you will get new test results in a separate TRF indicating the appropriate module. In summary, an IELTS TRF has a fixed module type to maintain the integrity and accuracy of test results reflecting the candidate's performance in the specific module they chose to undertake. Does IELTS give out a TRF based on your average scores across multiple TRFs? IELTS does not provide an average score across multiple test report forms, TRFs. Each IELTS TRF is a standalone document representing a candidate's language proficiency in the specific test they took on a particular date. As a result, candidates cannot combine or average their scores from different TRFs to obtain a new overall band score. However, candidates may choose to share multiple TRFs with receiving organizations if they believe it showcases their progress or consistency in language abilities over time. This could be particularly useful if a candidate has taken the test more than once and has demonstrated improvement or maintained a certain level of proficiency. That said, it is ultimately up to the receiving organizations, such as universities, employers, or immigration authorities, to decide how they consider and evaluate multiple IELTS TRFs. Some institutions may focus on the most recent test results, while others could take into account a candidate's performance across multiple attempts. In conclusion, at the IFI IELTS Test Center, we prioritize providing exceptional support and guidance to IELTS candidates, ensuring they have a comprehensive understanding of their test report forms and TRFs. Our dedicated team recognizes the importance of accurate and transparent communication regarding test results. IFI has a commitment to addressing candidates' inquiries promptly and thoroughly, offering assistance through various channels, such as in-person consultations, email correspondence, and informative resources on our website.